Today we want to discover who the little horn is, or what the little horn is, of Daniel chapter 7 and the vision that was given to Daniel, which parallels Daniel chapter 2, but adds some information. That is, chapter 2 says nothing about this power that comes up. And so, again, we have four great empires: Babylon, Persia, Greece, and Rome, represented by the lion, the bear, the leopard, and the indescript beast. But in Rome, the indescript beast, you find it has 10 horns, just like on the image there were 10 toes. These represent the 10 barbaric tribes which had overthrown Rome by 476 AD and eventually became modern Europe. So, let's read verse 8. While I was contemplating the horns, behold, another horn, a little one, came up among them, and three of the first horns were pulled out by the roots before it. Behold, this horn possessed eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth uttering great boasts. And so here we want to discover, what is this little horn? Well, we have 6 clues in this one verse. And by the way, there are 5 more clues, making a total of 11 clues in this entire chapter. The other 5 come with the explanation that the angel gives Daniel. And so, like if you see a wanted poster in a post office, it gives some clues. Well, we want to know what the identification of this little horn power in history is. We have 11 clues, so we really can't go wrong. The first clue is it comes out of Rome. That's a no-brainer. The second clue is it begins small. The third clue is it comes up among the 10, that is, among the 10 barbaric tribes that overtook Rome, which means in Europe. The fourth clue is it comes up after the 10 rise, so it would be after 476 sometime. Fifthly, it uproots 3 of the original 10 horns. And so this power uproots 3, meaning destroys 3 of the original 10 barbaric tribes. And number 6, it utters great boasts. So as we look back in history, we say, what power came up in out of Rome, in Europe, started small, came up after they had already established, you know, their area of Rome, uprooted 3. That's interesting. We find that the church, led by the Pope, by the way, Justinian in 533, made the Bishop of Rome head of all the churches of the West. Constantinople was the place of the emperor by that time, and so the seat of Rome was vacant, basically. And so he decided to make the Pope head of all the churches of the West, which gave him territorial power and authority. That was the year 533. Well, there was a problem, and that is 3 of the 10 tribes were Arian in their belief system, meaning their view of Christ was different than the Orthodox view. So the Pope wanted these subdued. So Justinian sent his armies and first went after the Vandals of northern Africa, then the Heruli, and then the Ostrogoths, and eliminated those 3 tribes. And so 3 of the original 10 were uprooted as the little horn rose. And so we find, yes, the Church of Rome, which was, by the way, the Christian church in those days. There was no 2 denominations or 3 or a dozen or 500 like we seem to have today. There was just 1. It started out small. It came out among. It uprooted 3. And it uttered great boasts. Notice what popes have said in the past. Pope Leo the 13th said, "We hold upon this earth the place of God Almighty." Another quotation concerning the popes says, "The Pope has power to change times, to abrogate laws, to dispense with all things, even the precepts of Christ." So all 6 of these identifying characteristics we've identified in just this short amount of time. We will continue and identify the other 5, or talk about the other 5 identifying characteristics which label the Church of the Dark Ages as the power that succeeded Rome. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.